Matt Covington is a speleophysicist, a rare hybrid of scientist who is researching karst aquifers. He's also an expedition caver, questing to explore the Earth's deepest caves. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met up with Dr. Covington, an assistant professor at the University of Arkansas, and several of his grad students. They take us deep into Blowing Springs Cavern in northern Benton County, where Covington operates a field research station.
Blowing Springs Cave is not a dry Ozarks cavern. It's a wet cave surging with icy cold water, which pours out of the wrought iron gate entrance at the base of a craggy bluff. Matt Covington's about to go inside this cave. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Geosciences at the University of Arkansas.
We've set up a sort of cave observatory where we're studying lots of different processes that are occurring in the cave.
Two of Covington's graduate students, Holly Young and Josue Rodriguez, are collecting data at various monitoring stations deep inside the cave this morning. Now, the entrance is really pretty, sparkling spring water falling into a little creek meandering through a privately owned forest preserve.
But right as you go into the cave, it perhaps gets a little bit less idyllic for many people. The rushing water is coming out of a belly crawl that's only a couple of feet wide, and you've got to get down right in it and become one with the aquifer.
Covington and his two students, dressed in wetsuits, knee pads, gloves, and helmets, crawl into the cave entrance, which is extremely low and tight. Headlights illuminate the way. The first passage is a long sideways crevice, which narrowly opens into a cascade of rushing frigid water. It's impossible to stay dry. They stoop, belly crawl, and boulder through the underground stream passage, eventually reaching a large cavern. Kelly Young and Josue Rodriguez set up on a bluff shelf and begin to collect data from the first of five stations.
So right now, the CO2 sensors are not on just because...
Professor Covington takes a seat below on a rock bench beside the running stream, his rubber boots dangling in the clear, gravelly water.
And here we are at our main data logging station in the cave where we're measuring CO2.
Carbon dioxide concentrations, part of the cave's stored ventilation system, affect how it functions and changes over time and temperature.
It's what gives the water the acid that dissolves the rock and forms the cave. So we're trying to understand what controls those variations in CO2. And we're looking at the cave atmosphere, the cave airflow, which in the summer it blows out, in the winter it sucks in cold air from outside. And I'm trying to understand that process a little bit better.
Blowing Springs cave system was locked a decade ago after vandals persisted in trashing the place to the point that all living creatures inhabiting the cave disappeared. Covington knows this cave very well, having mapped it in 2002 while an undergrad student at the University of Arkansas. He also discovered 20 Ozarks caves during that era, he says, primarily in Newton County. 2 years ago, he and his students seriously began to monitor Blowing Springs Cave, installing 40 novel data loggers.
And we like to joke that it's the most heavily instrumented cave in the world, which I don't know if it really is, but it's probably close if it's not.
And Matt Covington would know, being a global expedition caver. The Fayetteville native has multiple degrees, including a PhD in theoretical astrophysics from the University of California, Santa Cruz, which he's now applying to karst hydrogeology and geomorphology, building mathematical models for cave formation. As such, Covington is a hybrid scientist, a speleophysicist.
I really enjoyed physics because of the mathematical aspect of it. And I had the misconception that that geology, geoscience, was less quantitative, but it really can be about as quantitative as you want it to be. And I had a sort of epiphany when I was in the final years of my PhD in physics that I could be doing science a lot like physics, but be studying caves.
Matt Covington is totally built for caving, standing 6'4". Weighing 155 pounds, and he's an adept rock climber who can negotiate sheer vertical descents into some of the deepest caves on Earth.
Very much like the Everest of mountains. Now, the Everest of caves is the one that has the most vertical depth.
So far, Covington has explored both rock and ice caves in Mexico, Peru, Sumatra, Alaska, China, and several Balkan states.
These caves tend to be somewhat cold, require a lot of rope work. Often they have rivers inside of them, so a lot of water. I've also been lucky enough to get to work and explore some caves inside of glaciers in Svalbard.
And caving can be hazardous to your health. Covington broke his arm in two places in a cave in New Mexico after a climbing bolt gave way. In a cover story published in the University of Arkansas Research Frontiers, Covington gave the account, saying he passed out from setting and splinting his own arm. But he made it out of the cave 13 hours later. And in a follow-up email for this report, he said he almost starved to death in a Sumatra caving adventure. He didn't elaborate. Certain underground trips, he says, require camping.
We do camp in those caves, yes. So it's not uncommon on a caving expedition to spend a week or more underground at a time, because as the end of the cave gets further and further from the entrance, the travel time becomes so large, you really just have to form camps in the cave. In some caves, we form as many as three or four camps away from the entrance.
Global expedition cavers share a certain kinship, he says.
The number of cavers that are really doing serious expedition caving all around the world is not that large either. So, you know, a lot of us know each other. So you see the same people on expedition after expedition. And you might see them somewhere in Europe, and then you see them in Mexico, and then you see them in South America. And so it's a lot of the same people, and you get to know these people better and better over time.
But with each passing year, Matt Covington becomes a little less adventurous and more scientific. Case in point, last summer, he spent 2 months at the Karst Research Institute in Slovenia. That's where the word karst originates, by the way.
The word karst comes from a Slovene word, kras, which is really just a region of Slovenia where you have really spectacular examples of these types of features. So the kras became Germanized to karst, and now it's the term we use for any place that's like that, with caves and sinking streams and springs and so on, where the landscape is forming by the dissolving of the rock.
While Matt Covington's karst research is focused on the complex physics of formation, he says that research has implications for ecological management and conservation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And a note of thanks to the Bella Vista Property Owners Association for allowing us access into Blowing Springs Cave for that story. Thanks, Evan Thaler, for assisting Jacqueline in her radio expedition and keeping her alive, even though she didn't take my advice to stay out of the cave. We've also linked a Short Takes video of Matt Covington to OzarksAtLarge.com that's associated with this report, and you can find a slideshow as well.